Time for something new in our show now.
Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's. Mind yourself now. On Today FM.
So this is a new segment covering all aspects of mind, body and spirit because we are fantastic people but we want to get better. So today we have a sleep expert in because sleep affects us in so many ways. We all know how grumpy we can be if we don't get enough sleep or if we get broken sleep.
I think it's the number one thing that if you deprive yourself of it or you're deprived of it, it will kill you quickest.
It will kill you quicker than having no food.
Or no water. Yeah. Sleep is the one thing you do actually need.
Yeah. So last time we had this chap in, we had such a big reaction that we decided to get him back in to answer your questions. Welcome back to Monty Vergese from St. James Hospital and sleeptherapy.ie.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Let's kick it off with the questions people have been asking. Hey lads, could you ask the sleep expert a question for me? I'm having very broken sleeping patterns lately. I try to go to bed at the same time every night, but I'm waking at random hours in the middle of the night. What can I do to help?
Interesting question, but it is the most frequent complaint that people come up with, you know, waking up many times during the night. I mean, for the ease of explaining it, let's, you know, there can be a multitude of factors that's causing the awakenings during the night, but let's just simply divide into two. One as the environmental factors, and then the intrinsic sleep disorders, you know, as in some kind of sleep disease. The environmental factors are stuff like, you know, is how comfortable your bedroom is, how dark is it, how quiet is it, or how, you know, it should be at a cooler temperature as well. And the other things are like, you know, your caffeine consumption, your meal times, etc. Like if you have optimized all those environmental factors, if you have a comfortable mattress, your bedroom is pitch dark, quiet, and on the cooler side, then, you know, you have optimized your sleep environment. And then you can, you know, if you're still waking up at night, even after optimizing the environment, you should look at other reasons for waking up during the night.
Those things are the first things you should check. So that you are obviously comfortable, so your bed is nice, you've got
exactly
the sufficient amount of blankets or not blankets, whatever way you like it, but your room should be cooler, and then it should be dark and... Like, so these are first things you can check off your
dark
list.
Dark and quiet. Yeah.
Darkness isn't a problem in Ireland at the moment. There's plenty of it around.
No. Okay, so once, if you're still experiencing that, even after those boxes are ticked, then you need to start looking elsewhere.
You need to start looking at, I mean, the best...
Let's just look at diet for a second, because I think a lot of people pay little or no attention to what it is they're eating in the evening time at home. So people might tuck into half a pack of biscuits while they're watching the television after their dinner, or they might like a bit of dark chocolate or something before they go to bed. And all these kinds of things, high sugar content, cacao, all these things can kind of keep you awake, can't
they? Yes, exactly. I mean, the best thing to do is to have a consistent meal time, you know, have a meal early enough. But if you're feeling hungry closer to the bedtime, have a bowl of cereal. I mean, the porridge would be the best thing to have because it has a low glycemic index. You know, like dark chocolate, it doesn't have...
So not Cocoa Pops, no?
Not Cocoa Pops.
Has to be porridge.
Yeah. So it has a low glycemic index, so it kind of releases sugar over a few hours, so you're not going to get hungry during the night time. So once you have covered all that factors and, you know, once your sleep is optimized, the other thing that I need to mention is the alcohol. Alcohol is a sedative, but it's not a great idea to have alcohol to induce sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, so because once it is metabolized in your body, then you're awake and then you find it difficult to fall back asleep.
Okay, so that could be causing you to wake up then. If you did have a glass of wine before bed, you might feel sleepy at bedtime, wake up.
Exactly, so leave it 2 hours before your bedtime.
Mm.
Yeah, once that is optimized, we have to start looking at other reasons for waking up, you know, for the nighttime awakenings. Mm. So, you know, the best person to talk to will be the bed partner. You know, is the person snoring? Or if he's stopping breathing? And if that's the case, there may be a possibility of obstructive sleep apnea, where people snore heavily, stop breathing, and then that
wakes them
up. Yeah. There are other sleep conditions like periodic limb movements, where you complain of cramps in your legs, and that can wake people up. So the bed partner would be the best person to give more information on that. Mm.
Did you get sleep leg stuff for a while, Dermo? Were you kicking?
Yeah, I used to do the old river dance in the bed, yeah, for a while. That was usually after a particularly heavy weekend.
Right, so okay.
I found when I stopped that, it kind of went away.
Another question, Molly, is what is the exact amount of hours sleep I need to get? I've heard various amounts between 6 and 9. What is actually the best?
Yes, I think I should just explain a little bit on sleep stages there. I mean, when we go to bed, we go into stage, you know, when we fall asleep, we go into stage one sleep, and we spend a few minutes in stage one sleep. And then you go to stage two sleep. Stage two sleep is deeper than stage one, and your breathing gets kind of, you know, more rhythmic, your heart rate slows down, your muscles are relaxed. You spend about 45% of your night in stage two sleep, and then you progress to stage three sleep, which is kind of the deeper stage of sleep. And it's very refreshing sleep, the stage three. So if you woke up in the morning and felt great, and, you know, if you felt very empathetic to all the problems in the world, it's very possible that you spend a lot of time in stage three
stage
sleep.
Stage three, okay.
And you go back to stage two, and then comes the REM sleep. The REM sleep is where you see the dreams, but you also process a lot of the information that you took in during the day. And it's all, your memory is formed during REM sleep.
Right.
Okay, that's about 25% of your sleep you spend in REM sleep. So that's a 90-minute cycle, stage one, two, three, back to two, and REM. Okay, so, and it's, and your stage three sleep is mostly in the first one third of sleep, but you get some of the stage three in the last two thirds as well. Okay. But, and your REM gets longer as the sleep progresses.
Oh, right. So you dream more as you go further.
Yes. So it's a 90-minute cycle. So we should aim at getting 5 to 6 of those 90-minute cycles, which means 5 times 1.5, 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep. So let's say 7 to 9 hours of sleep would be ideal.
And can that vary between people? Can some people just function better on 5 cycles and some people function better on 7 cycles? Like,
yeah, 5 would be essential anyway. You know,
right.
It will make sure that you're getting enough time in each stage of sleep, which will help us to process the information, take in all the information, form good memory, and also to feel refreshed during the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't we in danger, though, of becoming obsessed with how many hours? Because with the sleep apps and stuff, I have a sleep app on my phone called Sleep Cycle. And so when you wake up, it gives you like a graph of you were deep sleep here and you were... And I find that then you become slightly paranoid, like, oh my God, I only got 6 hours and 10 minutes. I should have got more.
You know what I mean?
And you may feel fine, but it's the looking at the data suddenly throws you into some kind of sleep anxiety.
Yeah, if you sleep normally and... you know, you feel good during the day, you know, that's the best indicator of how well you slept. But if you're a poor sleeper, it's best not to get obsessed with the sleep data from the apps, because then you're getting obsessed with your sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't force yourself to sleep. You know, sleep is so natural.
Mm.
So, you know, it's best not to get obsessed with the information that you can get from the apps. Let sleep come naturally, and then you'll be able to sleep longer.
Well, there's a related question in that kind of says, I'm constantly tired after I wake up in the mornings, regardless of whatever time I get to bed, get to go to bed, or how can I help this? So in other words, like, no matter how much sleep they're getting, they just still feel really exhausted in the morning.
Yeah, if you let me use an illustration, like, you know, if you don't eat or food on time and enough food, you're going to feel hungry. And same with water. If you don't drink enough, you know, you're going to feel thirsty. If you don't exercise, you're going to feel stiff.
Right.
And same way, if you don't sleep well, you're going to feel tired. And there are two things. It's not just the sleep, it's the quantity and the quality of sleep. So if you get good quantity of good quality sleep, there's no reason why you should be tired during the day. So when you don't, you know, if you go back to our first question, you know, when you wake up during the night, that's called the EEG arousals or the brain arousals. So when you get a lot of these brain arousals, your sleep is of poor quality. Now, what you have to find out is why you're getting the brain arousals. Okay. So, so sometimes you physically wake up, at other times your brain wakes up, but you don't physically wake up.
Okay.
They're called the EEG brain arousals. So if you get a lot of those arousals during the nighttime, you're not sleeping well. Your sleep is constantly interrupted and you feel sleepy and tired during the daytime.
So you're not conscious that you're actually waking up, but your brain is.
Yes. Like if you look at the brain activity during your sleep, when you get an arousal, you may see an increase in brain activity at a particular point, you know, for whatever stimuli you had. It could be a truck going outside your house, the noise or something else. But you would see the brain activity going up, but you don't. Sometimes you don't physically wake up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and sometimes you do physically wake up as well. So when that happens, your sleep is interrupted, and you don't get a good night's sleep, and you feel sleepy and tired during the daytime. So it all depends on what is causing those arousals.
Yeah.
So if you could optimize, the first place to start will be optimize your environmental factors. Dark, quiet, cool, and the rest of the things. If you look upon the internet, you'll find lots of good sleep hygiene tips, and they're pretty standard. If you go through that and optimize your sleep, and then if you're still sleepy and tired, you look for other problems.
Okay.
Like, you know, is it sleep apnea or is it something else or insomnia, whatever it is.
Sleep expert Matty Varghese staying with us for the next few minutes. Get your questions in 0874 100 102 if you're looking for a better kip. And we'll put them to Matty and see if he can help you out. It's Today FM.
Well, I don't really know what you want, but I hope it's me. I'm so addicted to you.
Let's picture this, an addicted to you, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Don't know if you're following the lads on any of their social media, but picture this, they're doing brilliant things, touring all around the world and doing massive gigs. It's great to see them being so successful. They'll be with Dermot and Dave very soon to do something very special. And we'll tell you about that very soon as well. It was Dermot and Dave on Today FM. And Matty Varghese, our sleep expert, is in with us. We are talking about sleep and the fact that you guys aren't getting enough of it. Matty is from St. James Hospital and sleeptherapy.ie.
Yeah, here's an interesting one. And it says, I used to be an unbelievable sleeper, but since I moved in with my boyfriend, I don't sleep as well. We definitely need a bigger bed as he's starfishes. But I get too hot and then too cold. I'm also get up at 5:30 a.m. to travel to Dublin. I think it could be alarm anxiety. Is that a thing? I think a lot of people can get it on a Sunday night. You're thinking about work and you're almost more awake because you're practically waiting for the alarm to go off at times.
Just get it over with. Go off, alarm.
It's always best to be less anxious about sleep because, you know, it's one of those things that you can't stop your heart from beating. You can't stop your brain from thinking. Once you start thinking about your sleep, you're just going to keep thinking about sleep. And then it just gets harder to fall asleep. So relax yourself. I mean, if you're worrying about something at work the next day morning, you know, take a few minutes before you go to bed or a couple of hours before you go to bed. Sit down in a quiet place with a notebook. You know, it's a bit of a worry time. So you just write down what what you're worrying about. Write down what are the solutions that you have available, and what are you going to do about it. I mean, if you're going to talk to your boss about a promotion the next day, you know, make up your mind, sit down, write it down, and then lay to rest, and then go to bed.
Okay, so
you're not thinking about it until next day morning when you get to work.
So a little bit of journaling before you go to sleep about what's on your mind will help to kind of your subconscious to sort through it and not keep you awake.
Totally.
There's another question in. It says, is it bad for you to sleep with the light on? And actually, I want to ask this because my 8-year-old constantly turns on a reading light he has. It's kind of a little bulb. It's quite bright. And he will not go to sleep without it, so I have to turn it off when I go to bed, but then I wake up in the morning before him and he's turned it back on again. So is that upsetting his kind of natural circadian rhythm where he sleeps in darkness?
Yeah, I totally understand why he's doing it because, he just needs some light around if he's waking up during the night.
Yeah, I don't want to be a monster take the light away from him, but
but at the same time, it's against, the bedroom is supposed to be dark and quiet, it's pitch dark, as dark as we can because if you're exposed to light when we are sleeping or just before the bedtime, it's going to prevent the melatonin production and it delays your sleep. So, and it's the same. If you're exposed to light, it just affects your sleep. So we are meant to sleep in dark bedrooms. And so I would say if you get it all, I mean, maybe it's a good idea to have, just to hand over a little torch to him if he needs to get up during the night.
Right.
To go to the toilet, he can use the torch.
Yeah, I guarantee he'd still leave the torch on, shine directly into his face. But okay. Another one says, I'm a shift worker. It's Michael and Tip. 12-hour day and night shifts. I constantly feel exhausted even after 6 to 7 hours sleep.
Yes. It is a very, very common problem among shift workers.
Right.
The couple of tips that I could mention is that do not expose yourself to bright light before you go to bed.
Right.
So when in this weather, it's fine because it's probably still dark when he goes home after shift work. Mm. But try not to expose yourself to bright light before you're going to bed.
So going into the kitchen, turning on all the fluorescent lights, sitting down, having a cup of tea.
So turn the lights off. Do not try and avoid using the mobile phones before you go to bed.
This is post your shift before you get into bed in the morning, whatever it would be.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you will be exposed to light at workplace, and you could use blue light filtering glasses on the way to home.
All right, okay.
And that's one of the things that you could do. You probably would be able to buy
blue light filtering glasses. They filter out screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, when you wake up after your sleep, make sure you're exposed to good bright light.
Okay.
So the melatonin production stops. Then
stops.
Because if the melatonin is being produced, you're going to feel sleepy. So expose yourself to good bright light when you wake up after you sleep.
So turn on the torch on your phone and shine directly into your eyes for 10 minutes.
I mean, isn't that a way that they say to get over jet lag? I don't know how true it is, that you take a torch and you put it up against your forehead and you shine it in there to your pineal gland and hopefully it'll kick things.
Yeah, you could buy a light therapy lamp.
A
daylight lamp, and then just leave it on for 20 minutes, or you could get fancy specs, which just gives a lot of bright light.
Okay.
Bright light glasses. So, yeah.
What about pillows? I mean, because there's so much choice. And do they affect our sleep? You've got memory foam, hard ones, soft ones. I mean, my wife loves as many as possible and big and fluffy. And I sleep on one that's practically like a side plate. It's just hard and flat.
I think it's a personal choice. I mean, but you have to be comfortable. You know, if you have a shoulder pain or a neck pain, if you've been through some injuries or something, you just have to, choose the best one for you. Because if you are sore when you're sleeping, it's definitely going to wake you up.
It's painful. Monty, as always, we could talk to you forever about this kind of stuff. Unfortunately, we have to move on. And anyone who sent us in a text message today, don't worry. What we're doing is we're compiling every message that we get in and we're going to send them to Monty, and then we'll come back around to this in a few weeks' time, because we're going to have a few different experts in over the next couple of weeks in Mind Yourself Now, this new bit of our show. But Monty will be back very soon to talk again about sleep. So you can the text you've sent in, don't worry. If we didn't get to it today, we will again. So 087-4100-102.
And of course, if it's a pressing issue, you can catch Monty on his website.
Sleeptherapy.ie.
Sleeptherapy.ie, that's it. He's also from James's Hospital. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Monty.
Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's. Mind yourself now on Today FM.